This sheet is dedicated to Ilu and Ishmo Soy Shal Chaim Yisocha Ben Yechiel Zeil Dav. Yanuach Bisholom Al Mishkovoi, he should be a Melech Yosef for his family. We are all still under the impression of the magnificent Yom Tov that we just all enjoyed and experienced, Pesach She'ovel Oleinu L'Toivo. So we will still be discussing in Yonah D'Yoyma. What would be considered the Yonah D'Yoyma when Pesach is over? Is there a point in talking about Matzah or Moror or Dalat Koises? Well, there is a major sugya which we could define in Yonah D'Yoyma only when Pesach is over. And that is the halacha of Chometz She'ovel Olav HaPesach. We will start with the basics of this sugya and advance to various shailas, practical shailas, halacha lemaase. So I'm psochin chofchas amid alav, there's a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon whether chometz she'ovel olav haPesach is also min haTorah. According to the opinion of Reb Yehuda, chometz she'ovel olav haPesach is also min haTorah, while Reb Shimon maintains no issur. However, daf choftes amid alav, we see that even according to Reb Shimon, there's an issur derabanan which is defined as knas. Penalty. Because a Jew cannot have chometz on Pesach, therefore, if he did have chometz on Pesach, he is penalized by the Chachamim. And that chometz is also Bahanoa Midrabbanan. Some Rishonim maintain, even though this is a minority opinion, that because we're dealing with a penalty with a knas, the Isser is only relevant to the person that had chometz in his possession. It would not be prohibited to others. That is opinion brought in Sefer HaMichtom, Daf Chof Tes, and Masechet Psochim, also Rabbeinu Menoyach, Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, in the name of the Rif. However, these Rishonim reject that opinion. In the Meiri, we find somewhat of a compromise opinion, Chof Chesem et Beizem Psochim, La'acherim, for others, it is only prohibited Ba'achila, it is permissible for Hanoa. However, la halacha, chometz she'ovel olav haPesach osa bein ba'achila, bein ba'hanoa, bein lo, bein l'achirim. Contrary to other isurim that are based on knas, in our case, chometz she'ovel olav haPesach, in order to enforce the takana, Chachamim judged chometz she'ovel olav haPesach as chometz bePesach, and it is also lekol adam beim ba'achila, beim ba'hanoa. What is it in chometz she'ovel olav haPesach? However, the Jewish owner performed bitul or hefka. That is a machloikis in the Yerushalmi Yudalad Amid Beis Masechet Psachim between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afal pi shehiv kiro asur." Rosh Lukish says, "He wasn't toiva bal yiroa bal yamotza. He was mafka the chometz, and therefore would be permitted for consumption." What is the basis of this machlokes? There's a havemina and a maskana. In the havemina, the Yerushalmi says, maybe the machlokes is how we define hefker. Is hefker removed from the possession of the owner as soon as the person is mafkir, or maybe as long as a third party wasn't zaycha, the hefker is still in the possession of its previous owner? Rabbi Yochanan maintains hefker still belongs to the previous owner, and therefore after Pesach it would be prohibited as chometz she'ovel olav haPesach, while Rosh Lukish maintains as soon as a person is mafkir, it is no longer in his possession, and therefore it would not be deemed as chometz she'ovel olav haPesach. We find a similar machlokes in the Havamina, Nedorim Mem Gimel Omed Aleph, in the Bavli. In the Bavli, this approach is rejected, so is it in the Yerushalmi. And in the Maskol in the Yerushalmi, the machlokes is Haim Chayshinen Laharoma, Olo Chayshinen Laharoma. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is If we would say Hefker is sufficient, then people might just say they were Mafker even though they weren't. Chayshinen laharama, and therefore Chachamim did not allow that possibility. And they said even if a person was Mafker, still has a din of Chometz she'over olav Pesach. So in the Yerushalmi, it's a machlokes of Yerchanan and Shlokesh. However, in Halacha, the Bais Yosef brings two opinions. Both opinions based on the basic assumption that Halacha k'Rabbi Yerchanan, because that is a very famous kalal, usually Halacha k'Rabbi Yerchanan l'gaber Shlokesh. However, the machlokes is whether it is also merely b'achila or also b'hanoah. There are some Rishonim, the Michtom, Maharam, Chalava, who bring an opinion that Halacha k'Rabbi Shlokesh. However, la halacha, Tav Mem Ches, Sif Chet, it is very clear, Mefurash and Shulchan Aruch, even if a person was Mevatel Chemtzoi, because the Chometz was still in his domain, in his house, it is considered Chometz She'ovo Olav HaPesach. And as the Mishnah Berurah makes it clear in Sif Koten Chof Hei, it is also Bein Ba'Achila, Bein Ba'Hanoa, Bein Ba'Bitel, Bein Behefka. The Ktzayis HaChayish Nereish Samach Bein Siv Koten Alev writes that because we have a minikav where every person is Mevatel Chemtzoi after Bedikas Chometz, once again after Seifas Chometz, there no longer is a Cheshash of Harama. The Ktzayis brings this opinion from Achroinim without specifying who those Achroinim are. Obviously, he means the Shalas HaChuvis Pnei Hoshua, Siman Yud Gimel, who brings this opinion in the name of one of the Gedolim of his time. However, this once again is not accepted rooting. And as I made clear a few minutes ago, Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah make it clear Hefker or Bittel would not be relevant. And the Chometz would still be considered Chometz overall of a Pesach because Midrabonon, a person is not allowed to have Chometz in his domain even though he was Mevatel or Mafki. What would be the din if a person was not only Mevatel and intentionally kept Chometz in his domain? He was Baidik Chometz, he was Mevatel, he did all he should be doing, all he could be doing, all a good Jew does. Bodek Bito. Nevertheless, he found Chometz after Pesach. Would that be considered Chometz overall of a Pesach? So the Mishnah Berurah brings that there's a major machlokes in Achroinim. Some Achroinim maintain, in this case, it would no longer be considered Chometz overall of Pesach because he did everything within his power. However, other Achroinim maintain, even an Oynes, even a Shoigig, any Chometz that was in the domain of a Jewish person on Pesach would be prohibited as Chometz overall of a Pesach. The ruling of the Mishnah Berurah is B'mokum Hefsid Merube Yesh Lahoka. So these are some of the most basic halachas in Chometz overall of a Pesach. What Pesach? What part of Pesach? What is it then if a Jew had no chometz in his possession throughout the Pesach? However, Yom Tiv Sheini Shel Golias of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Out of ignorance, he thought, if you could eat Kneidlach on Yom Tiv Sheini Shel Shvi'i Shel Pesach, he was such a big chosid, he thought, what's the difference between Kneidlach and chometz? So he bought some bagels. Would those be considered Chometz overall of a Pesach? They were in his possession only. Yom Tev Sheni Shigolius, his Arub B'minigav Yisrechem B'yudechem. The Tur brings the Baraitur. And that is also what we find in Mogen Avraham Sifkot Nalav Sementof Mem Ches. Nevertheless, call the Tikkun Rabbonon Kien Diurais a Tikkun, and that still would be considered Chometz overall of a Pesach. A major discussion in Achroinim is Chometz that was in Jewish possession Erev Pesach in the afternoon. However, by nightfall, by Tzeis HaKechovim, was no longer in his possession. He sold it to a goy. However, Li'achas Manisuroi, Misheshuas Varamala, after Chatzais, Chametz is also Banua. It is no longer in his ability to sell, as we find in Psochim Vavomid Beis. Lav Bershu Seikoi Dilevatle. However, if he sold it to a non-Jew and the non-Jew actually took it to his house, definitely is no longer in the possession of the Jew. Lo yeheyelu hefker. A goy could be zoichem and a hefker. He did meshich, he took it into his home. It is no longer in the Jew's domain. However, it was in his domain and in his possession after chatzos. And he was over on an issa d'oraisa. Would that be considered chometz overall of HaPesach? On one hand, I don't recall whether Achrayna make this point. After all, Chazal said chometz overall of HaPesach. And Pesach proper, this chometz was not in Jewish possession. It was in its possession out of Pesach. So according to some Rishonim, that Erev Pesach Li'acha Chatzos, the Jew was over on Bal Yeroa v'Bal Yemotze, everybody would agree that that would be considered chometz overall of a Pesach. Some Rishonim maintain that is the shita of the Ra'avad, that Li'acha Chatzos, there is only an issa of Tashbisu, a mitzvah of Tashbisu. No Bal Yeroa v'Bal Yemotze. According to his opinion, some Achrayna maintain that would not be considered chometz overall of a Pesach. That is the opinion of the Chayodom. In Nishma Sodom Hilchas Pesach Simen Aleph. Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, a lengthy discussion. Mekor Chaim, the Nesivis, Tov Mem Tesiv Kot Nalef. On the other hand, the Prima Godim, Eish Shel Avraham, Tov Mem Beis Beis, Tov Mem Gimel Aleph. Shut Chasam Soifesim Kuf Yud Dalet, and the Chazanish, Kuf Yud Ches, they maintain. Regardless of whether the Isra is Bal Yeroa, Bal Yemotze, or Tashbisu. Any chometz that was in Jewish possession, when chometz is prohibited to be in Jewish possession, is considered chometz overall of a Pesach, and it is also. Overall of a Pesach is lav dafka Pesach, Erev Pesach Bechla. On the other hand, there's a tremendous chiddush of the Noida B'Yehuda. Noida B'Yehuda, Madure Kama, Or HaChaim Siman Chof. Dealing with the question of a Jew that had chometz, obviously he wasn't observant. He had a great deal of chometz, which was worth a fortune. Obviously a businessman, a retailer, maybe a wholesaler. And he passed away Erev Pesach in the afternoon. After Pesach, his Yorshim asked the question, would that be considered Chometz Overall of a Pesach? Well, when a person passes away, whatever he has, his estate goes over to his Yorshim, to his children or next of kin. So the Noida B'Yehuda is lenient and he says that would not be considered chometz overall Pesach, and he comes up with two fascinating arguments. Argument number one, there is no inheritance of chometz and Pesach because it's also banua. The Gemara says Shnei Dvorim Eina Mishus in Shalodom. The Gemara appears twice in Shas, Psochem Davov and in Bovek Kamedav Choftes. Which basically means chometz bepesach is also benua. Yisrael Noah is not b'shusa shalodom. It is considered nothing, as dust, no value. V'yafal piken gzeres hakosav, asoan hakosav ki'ilu hem b'shusa laver b'bal yoro b'bal yomotsu. The Noida B'Yehuda argues, it is only when a person is koyne chometz and Pesach, or he has chometz and Pesach, and he did nothing to absolve his balus, his ownership. It is only then that we say Asan because of Kilim B'Shisa Lava B'Baliroa. However, Yoshim, they did nothing wrong. They do not take possession of their inheritance if it's also Bahalo, and therefore that chometz would be considered hefker by essence, until after Pesach, and therefore there would be no prohibition of chometz shavur or of a Pesach. The Noi de Biyuda goes on to argument number two, and he says, even if you would pass away not erev Pesach in the afternoon, but 5 minutes before Maitzoy Pesach, Shvi'esh or Pesach in the afternoon, I still would be lenient. Argues the Noi de Biyuda, the issue of chometz shavur or of a Pesach is chal Maitzoy Pesach, the first split second of Maitzoy Pesach. As long as it's Pesach, chometz is also menuah min haTorah, ben shel isur, ben shel nochri. There would be no issue of chometz shavur or of a Pesach. So there is no chometz shavur or of a Pesach, only if the chometz was in Jewish possession the last moment before Maitzoy Pesach. And therefore, based on argument number one, when this person passed away, his Yoshim did not take hold, did not receive possession of that chometz because it's also banu, and therefore, at the proper moment in which this prohibition should be chal, it was hefker, and therefore there would be no issue of chometz over all of a Pesach. This is a fascinating argument. I feel it is not very reasonable. It is far more reasonable to say that any chometz that was in Jewish possession any time of Pesach, beginning, end, or middle, even for one moment, would always be considered chometz over all of a Pesach, and it wouldn't really make an afkamina in whose possession the chometz was the moment of Maitzoy Pesach. Shalos Tshuvos Noiz Desha, by the Levushei Srod, who was also the Arvei Nachal, one of the great Chassidim of his generation, one of the great Gedolim in his generation, Simal Amates, he deals with a similar question, and he writes that most of the Achronim rejected the Chiddush of the Noi de Biyahud. Chiddush number one also caused a lot of discussion on the Makor Chaim. Sif Koten Tess and Simen Tov Memches argues, Asoy Akosov Ki'ilohim Veshusoy refers to the Yarshim as well. It is not a knas, but a basic halachic principle. In all matters regarding Bal Yaroa V'Bal Yemotza, Asoy Akosov Ki'ilu Hu Veshusoy. These are some of the basic principles and some of the discussions that we find in the great Poskim and Achronim regarding the issue of chometz over all of HaPesach. Let's be a bit more practical. One of the major questions and issues every year is, how do we deal with Suffolk chometz over all of HaPesach? Well, we can't really know whether the chometz on the market, in the local shop, was sold on Pesach to an unchu? Was it produced, manufactured after Pesach, before Pesach? If it was manufactured before Pesach, and most items you could check when it was manufactured, when it was baked, when it was cooked, when it was produced, when it was put on the market. But we don't know in whose possession it was Pesach. A month after Pesach, you're in a duty-free shop in Tel Aviv, and you want to buy a bottle of whiskey, and you don't know, was it sold, was it not sold, or in any other case. How do we deal with Sveikas and Chometz over all of a Pesach? Lecha Oire, it's a Sveika Rabbona, as we made clear at the beginning of this year. It's not an Issa D'Oraisa, but an Issa Rabbona. Sveika Rabbona Lekula. Most Achronim maintain that Sveika Rabbona Lekula, as we also find in Mishnah Berurah Simen Tov Mem Tes Sif Koten Hei. Shulchan Aruch Harav, Tov Mem Tes Sif Koten Lamed, Tov Lamed Vav Sif Koten Yud Tes. That is the opinion of most Achronim. However, as the Mishnah Berurah brings above mentioned source, some of the Achronim, including the Magen Avraham of the Bach, seem to be stringent and machmir in cases of Suffolk Chometz Sha'aver Olav HaPesach. Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, Yesh mi shemachmir v'yesh locha shel dvora v'mlo behefsid meruba. And this is a chiddush. My feeling is even the Magen Avraham is machmir only when it's noita yoisa. Seems to be that this is Chometz Sha'aver Olav HaPesach. The Mishnah Berurah, after bringing both opinions, writes that when there's a mokayim litlois, that it is not Chometz Sha'aver Olav HaPesach, then the kuli alma, we go lekula. Because I have difficulty coming up with a svora, why wouldn't the basic principle of Sveika Darabonan lekula apply? And therefore, I do think that in real Sveikas, Sveika Darabonan lekula. And some other occasions I dealt with the basic question. We do find that even when the basic halacha is lakura, like Rav, Chazaka, Svek, Sveike, Kol Eche De'ike Leverura, Mevararina. And if you could verify, or if you could check it out and come to a definitive conclusion, then you are to do so and not rely on kulas. However, that is only when Yesh Levarar Mekal. You could ask the shop owner. You could ask the people, the person standing at the table in the store. However, when it necessitates any tircha, there is no chiyuv of birur, and then we say sveike derabbanan lekul. An interesting comment would be, why wouldn't we say chazaka demeikor? There are two different forms of suffix. Sometimes we don't know whether the chometz was b'chlal ba'olam, Pesach. In that case, the coming argument isn't relevant. But if it is clear that the chometz was around Pesach, we just don't know in whose possession it was, that is the suffix. Well, even chemtzei shel goy is also b'hanua Pesach. So why wouldn't we say there's a chazaka d'mikora, Pesach was also. The question was whether that issa was nifka, or not. So, in that case, we should be Mamed al Chazaka and say it was previously Osa Bahanua. We don't know whether that Isser was annulled or not, and therefore we should say Zilbosa Chazaka. This will depend on a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos we find twice in Shas, Shavuos Chov Dalad Amadalaf and Beitza Chov Heyo Amadalaf. Hayim Achzikinan Meisur. According to Rashi Machzikim Eisor Eisor, Tosfos says, no. And I think this is a classical example. Because the Issa of Chometz Sha'aver Olav HaPesach and the Issa of Chometz BePesach, essentially two different Issurim. Zeh MeHaTorah, Zeh MeRabbanan, Zeh MeIkar HaDin, Zeh MeShum Knas, and therefore, it is not the same Issa at all. So according to Tosfos, Ein Machzik Me'esal Esa, there is no Cheskes Esa in our case. According to Rashi, Hadar Kusher Educhta. The Yonig Yom Tov Simel Lamed Zayin comes up with a very nice and reasonable and Svora, Me'mestavar Kedvorov. And he says, the underlying principle, the basic idea of Chazaka D'Makora is, why assume that there has been a change? When we could assume that Olam Kiminhage Noyeg and the previous situations are unaltered. According to this principle, it is quite clear that only in a case in which the previous Isser is relevant to our present Suffolk that we say Zilbosar Chazak. When the previous Isser, by its very nature, is no longer relevant. We are only dealing with an other Isser. In that case, everybody would agree that there is no Chazak. So it is true, Chometz on Pesach is Osa Bahanua, Bein Shel Yisrael, Bein Shel Goy. But that Isser, by its very nature, is out by Tzeisak HaChovim of Shviya Shel Pesach, after Shviya Shel Pesach. And therefore the fact that on Pesach was Aser Menu is totally irrelevant, because that Iser can have no continuity after Pesach. So the question, whether it's Iser Menu now, after Pesach, Chometz Sheover Olav HaPesach, has nothing to do with the fact that it was Aser Menu on the 7 days of Pesach. A similar svora is expressed by Rav Elchanan, Koyvit Tzoros, Simas Samach Zayin. Dealing with a question, a person was Mekadosh Eisha, and we have a suffix whether Kitsha L'Shloishim Yom or Kitsha without any time limit. This child is not Alocha L'Maisa, because in Alocha there is no such a thing to be Mekadosh L'Shloishim Yom, given the Pascha Pascha V'Kedusha Sagif Lo Paka Bechdi. However, according to the opinion that a person could be Mekadosh L'Shloishim Yom, what do we say? It is clear there was a Kiddush of L'Shloishim Yom, and therefore she has a Cheskes Eishes Ish. The Rav Elchanan says no. The only clarity we have is Kiddush of L'Shloishim Yom. In Kiddush of L'Shloishim Yom, that is irrelevant by day number 31. That Kiddushin has no continuation, and therefore that would not be considered a Chazakah D'Mekor. Chazakah D'Mekor is only when the previous Chazakah, by its nature, might have continuity. We don't know whether Pasach or Lo Pasach, whether something happened to change and alter the previous situation. In that case, that would be defined as a Chazakah D'Mekor. So by basic principle, Sfeika de Rabbanan L'Kola, and we have Sfeikas and Chometz Sheover Olav HaPesach, because we're dealing with an Issur de Rabbanan, we would be lenient, and we would say Sfeika de Rabbanan L'Kola. So we have discussed a very interesting sugya of Chometz Sheover Olav HaPesach. I have dealt in the past many interesting shaylas. Some of them were written up in this week's shiur that has gone out to many people on our email list. My time is a bit limited right now. Today is a very hectic and busy day, so I think I will rely on some of you checking out the Torah Shebech Sav after listening to this Torah Shebal Peh. Let me share with you a thought I said in my shul, B'Leil Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Pesach is the only Yom Tov that starts off with Yom Tov and ends with Yom Tov. No other day like it. Sukkot says Shmini Atzeres, the 8th day. But Shmini Atzeres, Chazal says, a Chag B'Fnei Atzmoi. It is Zman Simchuseinu, but it is no longer Sukkot. We no longer sit in the Sukkah, we no longer have Mitzvahs Lulav. It is only Pesach that we have Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach and Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Why? My feeling is, this comes to underline the extreme importance and significance and centrality of what Pesach has to teach us. Leila Seder is of such utmost importance that we relive it in Leil Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Our minig is to come together B'Leil Shvi'i Shel Pesach B'Chatzos Laila to say Shiras Hayam, and in our shul it's always a big, big excitement. And we dance for an hour and we say Shiras Hayam Posuk B'Posuk. I think Shvi'i Shel Pesach comes once again to emphasize everything we try to internalize on the first day of Yom Tov. Many years ago I said a pshat in a Ma'amar Chazal that we find in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. Shloisha muftach lahem shem b'nei olam habo. Hamagad l'bonav l'talmud Torah d'arbi yetzisrol v'ameshayim mekedusha l'avdalta. And whenever we say and quote this maimah, we feel a bit strange and uneasy. there is no symmetry between the three principles, the three virtues. I'm a gadol born of a Talmud Torah, everybody could appreciate and understand. That is the primary chiyuv of every parent, every Jewish father, every Jewish mother. Pass the torch to the coming generation. And the morals, the ethics, the principles that we learned from our fathers and mothers should be passed down to our children. What we received from our rabbis, from our rabbeim, should be passed down to our disciples, to our talmidim. Lo b'chdi, does a Kodesh Baruch Hu say, Ki yodatev l'mana shi'etza v'buna v'beisach lo v'shamru derech Hashem l'aziz tzedakov v'mishpot. Hadar b'yeretz Yisrael, yes. Chazal said such magnificent and outstanding things about the schus of Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Avira Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, Ad she'omru hador b'yetz esol doma kemi sheyesh lo eloka, v'hador b'chutz esol doma kemi she'ein lo eloka. And then, ha'meshaya mekiddush el avdalta. When you make kiddush, leave over a little wine for havdalah. What's so great and so important about that? We don't even find that ha'mekaddush v'hamavdalah muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. So what would be so utmost important about Mishaya Mekedusha La'avdat? So my feeling is, and this is the idea I expressed many years ago, HaMishaya Mekedusha La'avdat is not merely a specific halach of Kiddush and Avdala, it is a lifestyle, a way of living. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbosos and Moyadim, Lekedusha v'lemenucha. But the essence of these holy days is not for themselves, but rather, we should take advantage of these days and derive inspiration, insight, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dveikus, ahava v'yira, kedusha v'tahar. We are supposed to take something with us from these magnificent and holy days. The last tefillah we daven in every Shabbos is Mincha. And the Mincha of Shabbos has a very special bakosha, not found either in Arvis or Shachris or Musaf. So we say al Mincha and Shabbos, Yakiru bonecho v'yed'u, ki me'itcho hi menuchosam v'al menuchatam yagdishu es shemecho. We should have the wisdom to appreciate and take advantage of Kedushas HaShabbos. So, out of Dola, we smell Besamim. What is the idea of Besamim? The Neshami Yaseda leaves us, so we say, Vay of the Nefesh. What a pity that Shabbos is over. You should have thought about it yesterday night when you said Kiddush, not when you say Havdola. Leil Shabbos, we also say Vayechulu, and we say B'yoyim Hashvi Shavas Vayenofash Vayavdu Nefesh. Think about it, Leil Shabbos. So when you make Kiddush, leave a little bit of wine for Havdalah. And be aware, think about it. In one day, in 24 hours, you will be standing at the same place at the head of the table and making Havdalah. So take advantage of Shabbos. That is the idea of Mishayor Mekedusha La'avdalt. So Mishayor Mekedusha La'avdalt is a philosophy. It is a way of taking advantage of Shabbos of Yomim Tov. And if that is the way you will live and rejoice in your Shabbosos and Yomim Tov, Muftach lo shehu ben ho'olam haba. So whenever we have a Yom Tov, we should try to develop a grasp and a feeling of what this Yom Tov is all about. What is the Neshami Yaseda of this Yom Tov, and what do we take along? So in every Masid there's a tefillah we say, the last day of Sukkos. And the Yid Davins, Hamalocha Mayoitze Men Asuka Medalad Minim Yitlavu Imi Kashanan Yotze Men Asuka. I never saw a similar tefillah on Pesach But it's poshut b'yeinai that we could say the same on Pesach. Hamalochim shiyotzim min ha-matzah min ha-morah medanat koises mekorech mesipi etzies mitzrayim. All the great mitzvahs of Chag HaMatzos. Yitlavuimi. They should be with us. So the message Pesach has to convey is the most important message of all. It is the message of Emunah. It is the message of Betochen. It is the message of Dveikus. It is the message of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is our Redeemer. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He sustains us. He gives us life. He gives us everything we have. As the Ramban writes, the Tachlas Abriya, the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, which I quoted a million times. Tachlas Abriya, Shiyeda Ha'odom V'yodel Elokav Shibra'o. Menanisim HaGadoylem V'hamifasomem, Odomoyde B'nisim HaNestorim, Shehem Yesod Kolatoy Lekol. After Pesach, we should say Berachas Hodiyah with more emphasis, with more feeling. Anisecho v'nifloisecho shebechol yoyim imanu erev uvoike v'tzoholayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us and performed for us unbelievable miracles. Esa makas yitzias misayim kriyas yamsuf. Their objective is min anisim agadoylem v'amifasovem odomoyde b'nisim anastoy. And when we rejoice in miracles and rejoice in Geula, we should remember the Golus. We should remember our pain and suffering. It is only then that we could appreciate the Geula. The Zohar says, only one that sat in the dark could really appreciate light. Only a people, a nation that has known and experienced slavery could really cherish freedom. When we rejoice in Geula, we should remember our darker days. And that is the reason we eat matzah and moroil. Matzah is not enough. Parsha Lametes Bereishis Rabbah. There's a beautiful medrash. The medrash says, David HaMelech had a coin coined in his honor. What was on that coin? Makel v'tarmil mikan, migdal shel malchus mikan. On one side of the coin was a castle, migdal David, migdal shel malchus, a majestic palace. On the other side, a stick and a tarmil, makel v'tarmil of a ro'etzon, of a shepherd. The staff and the tamil that a shepherd carries on his back. When David reached the pinnacle of majesty, Melech Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, he remembered his humble origins. He was a shepherd. To remember that he still is a shepherd. His flock is a different flock, but essentially, he's a shepherd. Mordechai HaYehudi, he also had a coin. Sakva Efer Mikan, Ateres Zohov Gedoilo Mikan. Mordechai was a celebrity, the greatest Jew of his generation, revered and admired by the masses. On his coin, on one hand, he had Sakva Efer. To truly appreciate Geula and Yeshua, we have to remember our more difficult days and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His rachamim and chasadim. Those are some of the basics that Pesach conveys, and it is important that this spirit and this feeling should be with us throughout the year. This is what we have to take along with us when Pesach is over. Ki yameitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois. We should be zoiche to see nisim v'neflois bebias goel tzedek bebinyam beis hamikdash. Kayetz bori v'sameach agezunta zimmer. we should always all have a wonderful summer of simchas and naches, good health and happiness, and we should be zoicha bekorov biyomeinu to Yeshua's Yisrael, bebiyas goel tzedek, bemheiro viyomeinu, amen.